You said you met your wife, Kay, way back when, and now you've been married for how many years?
We are having this month our 54th wedding anniversary.
Children from that marriage?
4 children, 2 boys, 2 girls, 12 grandchildren.
Which does bring me to the recent loss mm-hmm. of your son, Perry, in a plane crash, November 10th, 2013, on a Sunday, and the crash happened near Owosso. If you want to comment on that.
Yeah, Perry's an excellent, you know, I wish that you would take the time to review the funeral, Perry's funeral. I spoke during that, and everyone realized that Perry was an unusual person. Generally, people strive for perfection. Perry reached perfection in everything he did. When he graduated, and I used this during my remarks, from his first university, he went to Duke University. We thought he was just going for one degree. I loaded my whole family in our 421, and off we went to Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. And we went to, and we were at electrical and engineering school, the number one, broad print, Perry Dysonoff II. And that's great, Perry. We're so proud of you. Well, we're going to go now. Well, we have another graduation, and that was the biomedical engineering. Still, number one. Everything he did, he wasn't happy unless he was the number one. Everybody knows that who knew him in high school and all that. Just a really an outstanding young guy.
And an outstanding orthopedic surgeon here.
Well, he was so good that when I go around the state, I don't care where it is. It can be in Hugo, Oklahoma. If there are more than 15 people in the room, they'll say, oh, you're Dr. Inhofe's father. Not he's a senator's son. I'm his father. And then they want to show me their hand where he did surgery. I don't know how he did as many as he did, but he actually achieved Outstanding Orthopedic Surgeon of the Year. He's the very best in everything that he did. He was the best pilot. I was his instructor. The guy flew by the numbers. I can't comment on how this accident happened because we don't know yet.
He was flying a Mitsubishi MU-2B-25.
That's correct.
Which I guess had some history of problems.
It has a history of problems. They've had a total of, I understand, 704 units, of which 340-some have been killed. That kind of tells you something.
Yeah. You passed on the love of flying to him and to his son.
Yeah, Jimmy, my older son, and Perry, the younger son, who was killed in the accident, both were with me. Perry, I can remember, he ended up being tall and strong and all that. He started out being real short. I remember when he was probably 6 or 7 years old, I was in an instrument flight and I was having engine problems. And Perry was seated next to me and it was 0-0 out there going from San Antonio to Brownsville, Texas. I said, Perry, try to keep us going straight and level here. I've got to get underneath there and see if I can't fix this electrical problem. So I did. And it was probably 2 or 3 minutes. I came back and he was right on target. Perry had learned to fly. He never could see visually out because he's too short. So he learned to fly on instruments. So he was an exceptionally good pilot. The big event every year is Oshkosh. Both boys, we went, the three of us, 34 consecutive years. Our last year was the 34th consecutive year to Oshkosh.
That's an air show.
It's an air show. We'd fly in it sometimes. We'd always take different airplanes up there, experimental airplanes. That's the one event where it wouldn't matter what else any of us were doing, we would be at Oshkosh.
And you did that.
And we did this. And this year, when Perry went up, he took his younger son, Cole. He soloed him as his instructor on the way to Oshkosh in a little Grumman Tiger. And it was the same plane that I soloed his father, Perry, 34 years before.
That's a great legacy, isn't it? Your faith has sustained you and Kay and the family mm-hmm. then through this. There are others who may have lost children. We don't expect to lose our children.
It's not supposed to happen that way. I ended up my talk at his funeral showing Perry all the time since he was in high school how he loved the Lord. And I said, you know, so this isn't goodbye. This is so long, see you soon. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here about, you know, how it all happened.
Yeah. What was the reaction from your Senate colleagues and representatives to the loss of Perry in the plane crash?
Well, some mistakenly misinterpreted what I said as saying that Democrats were more compassionate. It was more unexpected. I had friends that I didn't know were friends in the Senate do remarkable things. I'm talking about Democrats now. the ones that I had been in opposition to, I think they all responded the same, but I was so surprised by that, that transcended any differences that we had before. It was a genuine passion that they were sharing with me. And a lot of them had had similar experiences I never knew before, and it's kind of turned into a club.
Hmm. Did the president reach out to you?
No, but Biden did. And you know why? Because Biden's wife and daughter were killed in kind of a similar situation.
Vice President Joe Biden, we're talking about, of course.
I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with Biden. Long, long talks on the telephone, in person,